What shall we do, Ina Barber?
Think and die.
Is Anthony or we at fault in this?
Anthony only. That would make his will lord of his reason. What though you fled from that great face of war whose several ranges frighted each other? Why should he follow? The itch of his affection should not then have nicked his captainship. At such a point, when half the world opposed, he being the mirrored question, to the shame no less than what is lost, to course your flying flags and leave his navy gazing.
Peace!
Is that his answer?
Aye, my lord.
The queen shall then have courtesy, so she shall yield us up.
He says so.
Well, let her know it. To the boy, Caesar, send this grizzled head, and he will fill thy wishes to the brim with principalities.
That head, my lord.
To him again. Tell him he wears the rose of youth upon him, from which the world should note something particular. His coins, ships, legions may be a coward's, whose ministers would prevail under the service of a child as soon as the command of Caesar. I dare him, therefore, to lay his gay comparisons apart and answer me, declined. Sword against sword. Ourselves alone. I'll ride it, follow me.
Yes. Like enough, high battle Caesar will unstate his happiness and be staged to the show against the sword. I see men's judgments are a parcel of their fortunes, and think thou twould to draw the inward quality after them to suffer all alike. That he should dream, knowing all measures, the full Caesar will answer his emptiness. Caesar, thou hast subdued his judgments too.
A messenger from Caesar.
What, no more ceremony? See, my women. Against the blown rose may they stop their nose that kneeled unto the buds. Admit him, sir.
And honesty and I begin to square. The loyalty well held to fools does make our faith mere folly. Yet he that can endure to follow with allegiance a foreign lord does conquer him that did his master conquer and earns a place to the story.
Caesar's will...
Fair it apart.
None but friends, say boldly.
So happily are they friends to Antony.
He needs as many, sir, as Caesar has, or needs not us. If Caesar please, our master will leap to be his friend. For us you know who he is, we are, and that is Caesar.
So, thus then thou most renowned. Caesar entreats not to consider in what case thou standst, further than he is Caesar.
Go on, right royal.
He knows that you embrace not Antony as you did love, but as you feared him.
Oh.
As the scars upon your honor, therefore, he does pity as constrained blemishes, not as deserved.
He is a god and knows what is most right. Mine honor was not yielded, but conquered merely.
To be sure of that, I will ask Antony.
Sir, thou art so leaky that we must leave thee to thy thinking, or thy dearest quit thee.
Shall I say to Caesar what you require of him? For he partly begs to be desired to give. It much would please him that of his fortunes you should make a staff to lean upon. But it would warm his spirits to hear from me that you had left Antony and put yourself under his shroud, the universal landlord.
What's your name?
My name is Pyrrhus.
A kind messenger has me to pay Caesar this. In deputation, I kiss his conquering hand. Tell him I'm promptly in my crown of sweet and there to kneel. And from his well-obeying breath, I hear the doom of Egypt.
Tis your noblest course. Wisdom and fortune combating together. If the performer dare but what it can, no chance may shake it. Give me grace to lay my duty on your hand.
Your Caesar's father, oft, when he hath news of taking kingdoms in, bestowed his lips on that unworthy place as it rained kisses.
Favors, by Jove, that thunders. What art thou, fellow?
One that but performs the bidding of the fullest man, and worthiest to have command obeyed.
You will be whipped.
Approach there. Are you tight? Now, gods and devils, authority melts from me. Of late, when I cried ho like boys unto a muss, kings would start forth and cry your will. Have you no ears? I am Antony yet! Take hence this dagger with him!
Better playing with a lion's whelp than with an old one dying.
Moon and stars, whip him!
Were 20 of the greatest tributaries that do acknowledge Caesar, should I find them so saucy with a hand of she here? What's her name, since she was Cleopatra? Whipping fellows till like a boy, you see him cringe his face and whine aloud for mercy. Take him, hence.
Oh,
take him away! Being whipped, bring him again. The jack of Caesar shall bear an errand to him.
Oh, you a half-blasted ere I knew you.
Have I my pillow left unpressed in Rome, forborne the getting of a lawful race and by a jam of women, to be abused by one that looks on feet as...
God, my lord!
Oh, you have been a boggler ever. But when we in our viciousness grow hard, oh, misery on us, then the wise God seal our eyes, in our own filth stop our clear judgments, make us adore our errors, laugh at us whilst we strut to our confusion.
Oh, it comes to this.
I found you as a morsel cold upon dead Caesar's treasure. Nay, you were a fragment of Gnaeus Pompey's. Besides, what hotter ours, unregistered in vulgar fame, you have luxuriously picked out. For I am sure, though you can guess what temperance should be, you know not what it is.
Wherefore is this?
To let a fellow that will take rewards and say, God quit you, be familiar with my play fellow, your hand, this kingly seal and flagon of high art. Ah, that I were upon the hill of Basan to outroar the horned herd. For I have savage jaws, and to proclaim it civilly were like a halted neck which does the hangman thank for being yared about him. Is he whipped?
Soundly, my lord.
Cried he and begged a pardon?
He did ask favor.
Is that thy father live? Let him repent thou wast not made his daughter. And be thou sorry to follow Caesar in his triumph, since thou hast been pricked for following him. Henceforth the white hand of a lady fever thee. Shake thou to look on't. Get thee back to Caesar, tell him thy entertainment.
Look thou say he makes me angry with him, for he seems proud and disdainful, harping on what I am, not what he knew I was. He makes me angry! And at this time, most easy tis to do it when my good stars that were my former guides have empty left their orbs and shot their fires into the abysm of hell. If he mislike thy speech and what is done, tell him he has Hipparchus, my enfranchised bondman, whom he may at pleasure quit for hang or torture as he shall like to quit me. Urge it thou, hence will thy stripes be gone.
Have you done yet?
Lack, our tabby moon is now eclipsed, and it portends alone the fall of Antony.
I must stay his time.
To flatter Caesar, would you mingle eyes with one that ties his points?
Not know me yet?
I cold-hearted toward me?
Oh, dear, if I be so... For my cold heart, let heaven engender hail. I'm poisonous in the source, and the first stone drop in my neck, as it determines, so does all my life. The next desire and smite, till by degrees the memory of my womb, together with my brave Egyptian's oar, by the disbanding of this pelleted storm, lie graveless, till the flies and gnats of mine bury them for prey.
I'm satisfied. Caesar sits down in Alexandria, where I will oppose his fate. Our force by land at Nobly Hill, our navy too have knit again, and fleet threatening most sea-like, must thou be my heart. Dost thou hear, lady? If from the field I shall return once more to kiss these lips, I will appear in blood. I and my sword will earn our chronicle. Thus hope and yet.
That's my brave lord.
I'll be treble sinewed, hearted, breath, and fight maliciously. For when mine hours were nice and lucky, men would grant some lives of me for jest. But now I set my teeth and send a darkness all that stop me. Come, let's have one other gaudy night. Call to me all my sad captains, fill our bowls once more. Let's mock the midnight bell.
It is my birthday. I had thought to have held it poor. Since my lord is Anthony again, I will be killed, Padre.
We will yet do well.
Call all his noble captains, my lord.
Do so. We'll speak to them. And tonight I'll force the wine beat through their scars. Come, my queen. The sap ain't yet. The next time I do fight, I'll make death love me. But I will contend even with his pestilent side.
Now we'll outstare the lightning. To be furious is to be frighted out of fear. In that mood, the dove will peck the estridge. And I see still a diminution in our captain's brain restores his heart. When valor preys on reason, it eats the sword it fights with. I will seek some way to leave him.